You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Peterloo, directed by Mike Leigh.
So Peterloo is the story of the massacre of Peterloo, which was directed by Mike Leigh, and he made this movie because he felt that it was still quite poignant today. The whole idea of the movie is people looking for representation and liberty, and it's the story of a pro-democracy rally that was held peacefully by about 60,000 people in the fields of Peterloo on the outskirts of Manchester, and how the Manchester and Salford Yeomanry then charged this peaceful demonstration, and people were killed and hundreds were injured. And it was quite a big moment in British history, but it's largely kind of been forgotten. And he made it partly because he feels, you know, it's a story that should be told and still has relevance today.
Yeah, but it's an important story. But yeah, like you said, I feel a lot of people don't know about that. Mm. I mean, I grew up, not a million miles away from Manchester, and I didn't know about this story. I mean, it's set sort of early 1800s, so it's quite a what?
Well, after it's set, like it begins with like a soldier coming back from Waterloo.
Yeah, it's after the Napoleonic Wars have just ended, and there's huge amounts of poverty in the, particularly like in the north of England, but all over England, but the north of England especially, where they had the big factory towns and cotton mills, and workers were obviously, worked very hard, didn't get a lot of money, and I think the film does a good job of sort of getting across a lot of the history to you, but not in a overly dry way. Because they talk about the Corn Laws, like a lot of political history, it's not of interest to people. But this film, like, they mention enough stuff that it's like it's all there. Like, they get across all the facts of the case without sort of sitting you down and giving you a big lecture about it. Because one of the main facts of it was the Corn Laws came in, and sort of they couldn't import grain, so the people didn't have enough money to buy bread and food. So people were literally starving, didn't have enough money to sort of survive, and like you say, very relevant today. Like, it's a sort of ongoing problem. There's always been this.
Well, there's still people struggling to get food and to get jobs.
Yeah. Well, like now we have food banks. Like, people are still the same situation. Like, working full time, being paid a salary, but that salary is not enough to buy the things that you need to survive. And it was the same in this day. Obviously, like at that time, you had sort of the. It was George IV, the king, who's sort of become to symbolise everything that's wrong with the monarchy. He's just very fat, not in touch at all with the population of the country. And essentially you just have the wealthy upper classes that are just taking from the working classes. Like, there was a lot more of a divide between the two. I thought, like, I really liked the opening of the film because it really set the scene well in Manchester. You had the sort of Manchester dialect, which did fade away a little as the film went on, but it, like, brought you right into the heart of that community. And the idea of having, at the very beginning, you had, like you said, a boy came back from Napoleonic Wars, and his family was sort of, like, your anchor in the world, like, you're following that family through the events, the historical events, so... I like that. I like the world building, all the costumes, the locations they used.
Yeah, it was a very vast movie and very different to like other Mike Leigh movies where it's more a smaller cast and there is these battles, but they're maybe more personal. This was like struggles of like a mass of people against injustice they felt from above.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like you see like the rally that they held and them all gathering and marching together and all the meetings, and it's all very well done. Like you say, with the dialect, it really puts you in that kind of that time frame, and the way it builds up, because you don't obviously from the trailer, if you're going to see it, you'll know that there's going to be the massacre at the end.
Yeah,
and it's all about that's going to happen, but how does the film invest you in those people to get you to the point when you get to the massacre that it really hits home, and it does take a long time to get to it, and there's moments that I was sitting going, oh, this could be moving a bit faster, it's still not at the end of the movie, and they're still setting up. I mean, was it like 2.5 hours long? I can't remember.
About 2.5 hours.
It's quite a long movie, but when you finally get to it, you understand why there was so much time setting up each and every character and each and every viewpoint, be it from the upper classes, be it the king or the judiciary in Manchester, to the mill workers struggling to get by, or the radicals that are looking for reform and the reformists. All their different viewpoints and how they see change happening in England, in Manchester, and comparing it to everybody's viewpoint and seeing how they all react on that day really builds it well. And I really enjoyed it. I did think it was a bit long, but when you finally get to the end of it and you see what happens to the people that you've been following for those two and a bit hours. It's really
they have to put in that groundwork so you're invested enough in characters that when the sort of tragedy strikes at the end, you've sort of got something to base that on. I felt like the time, it could have been more economical with the pacing. I know you disagreed, but there's scenes where they'll have like political rallies or political discussions, and it shows you like quite a few of them. And I understand your point, like it's building on each one. But I felt like in other films, what they may have done is just sort of condense the history to sort of one meeting, which encompasses essentially what happens. Like a lot of historical movies, they won't be like that concerned with historical accuracy. They'll like move conversations from one place to another. They could have put words in other characters' mouths. But I felt like Mike Lee was very keen on like showing things almost like exactly as they were, rather than take the elements of history but like condense it down a little bit into maybe one meeting where you get across all the points. And that would have been one thing to do. And the same with like there's a lot of characters, they all have their own interests, but again, like a way of doing it, I suppose, would have been like reduce the characters and just have one character sort of representing a number of characters. It's like with you have all the judges.
I feel like some of the best scenes were like the judges all like bellowing at each other.
Sorry, not it wasn't the judge. Oh no, yeah, the magistrates. Yeah, the magistrates. Yeah. Oh no, they were that was really good. Like I did like those scenes, but I'm just saying like the film takes its time, which a lot of people will probably appreciate. But what other films may do is you'd sort of like just have one. One bad character who represents all of the magisters.
But not comparing it to other movies. What about this one? Did you like this one or not? Did you think that was a main issue for you?
No, I like this movie. Like you say, the main thing I had was the pacing and the like. It took a long time to get to the battle at the end. But I must say, once they did get to it, like they didn't scrimp on like the battle scene. Like it went on for like quite an amount of time, and you got a sense of like everything that was happening and the chaos and the way that like certain troops were sent in, or like the police were sent in and then the army was sent in, and like everything that was happening. And you had a few different points of reference in the crowd as well that they'd obviously built up going back.
Yeah, when they got to the massacre, it was...
I would have been disappointed if it had taken that much time to get to it, and then that would have been really short at the end. I felt like enough time was spent on that that in terms of like the pacing, that amount of time is justifiable with what's gone before. But yeah, like I say, it's a really important story, and a lot of like the historical characters, like Hunt, who was the reformer, was introduced, and the way they introduced the guys who were working for the papers, who after the battle basically went and published this story. And that sort of spread it, and there was a lot of sort of discontent after Peterloo had happened because it was such like a terrible thing for the government to have done. So yeah, I did like that kind of stuff, and it's obviously gets all that information across, gets people talking about this important event.
Yeah, like it's obviously still a very like important story to tell, because it just shows how democracy can be achieved and how it can be stopped, which is obviously quite important.
And it had a really good cast. Like, the cast was full of sort of a lot of well-known British actors. not necessarily well known internationally, but a lot of people who've been on like British television shows and have been pretty recognisable to people.
Yeah, Maxine Peake was really good.
Yeah.
She played the mum of the family. She was really good. But yeah, I really like Peter Lou, so go and watch Peter Lou. I would say that because it's still it's really well done. If you're willing to give it the time, it will reward you.
No, I would definitely recommend people go and watch it. Like, it might seem, like say, political history is a bit dry, but it does bring you in with, like, an emotional core of the family and, like, a lot of the sequences, really well shot, well acted. Like, it's a fantastic film. It's not just, you're not just going for, like, a history lesson. It's, like, a fantastic, enjoyable film to watch as well. So, yeah, definitely high recommendation for that. That's our review of Peterloo. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with more reviews.